and Sacramento is a complete dumpster fire. But the stories really are funny.
Yeah.
Now it's Cody's red flag warning.
We got Louise from Carmichael. Can you match with a guy on Hinge? That's good. And so you guys decided to do what?
We decided to go for a picnic in Lamb Park, and he shows up with this very aggressive dog. And it wasn't the same dog from his profile, so that was the first thing that was kind of weird. Yeah, very weird. And, like, normally I like dogs, so I was like, well, I'm just going to let that go. But then he also didn't bring food, like we agreed. I showed up with the blanket and the drinks, like I said I would, but it was supposed to be a picnic.
Place of food, he brought a dog?
I like aggressive dog.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm trying to make the best of it. You want, because we got along well. I want to give everyone a chance. Like,
sure.
Sit down, like making some small talk, and the dog keeps growling at me, and I start to get uncomfortable. So I couldn't really focus on what he was saying because I was worried about the dog like working its way up and attacking me.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
And he's just like, oh, you know, it's no big deal. He's just like, he doesn't know you yet. He started asking me all these like very personal questions. This was our first date. Just wasn't trying to get that deep on the first date. He was like asking how much money I made.
No, are you kidding me?
Did you tell him enough to buy food?
I should have. I totally should have. I was just like, maybe we can get to that later. Because at that moment, I was trying to think of an exit plan. The dog, like, snaps at me. You know how they, like, they snap. Like, a dog can snap. Like,
oh, my gosh. It actually finally snaps at you.
Yes. So, like, that's, like, what they do right before they bite, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Normally, I'm, like, way too polite, no matter what the situation, but I was worried for my life, so I stood up, I got on my bike, and I cycled away.
Wait, didn't you say you brought drinks and a blanket?
Yeah, I mean, I left the blanket. I can get another blanket, right?
Oh, my gosh.
I have to get out of there. So bad.
I mean, I don't blame you.
I mean, yeah, right? Like, put your own life before everything else, so... it was kind of odd that he didn't even say anything. Like, he wasn't like, hey, what's going on? Where are you going?
Right.
Wait, he didn't try to stop you?
No.
Gosh, that's the weirdest part of the whole story.
I mean, it was all weird. And then later he messaged me, and I figured it would be, like, about returning my blanket, right?
Yeah.
No, he wanted to know when he could see me again.
You're joking.
I wish they were joking. Yeah, so blocked, obviously. And I still don't think that was even his dog. I can't figure out where the dog came into the picture.
I mean, it's not the worst date I've ever heard, but, like, it's just weird. That's what it really comes down to. I'll do three red flags.
Pat, Tom, and Cody.
105.1.
KNCI.